Jim, just before you go, I'm sure you saw the headlines today about Mount Everest. Climbers will need to bring poo back to base camp. So if you're going to be climbing Mount Everest anytime soon, perhaps you're going next weekend over the bank holiday, remember to bring your poo back with you. Don't leave it up there. Now, Jim, you do wildlife tour guiding to places like the Arctic and Antarctic, and I know you've been to Iceland many times. What are the rules? What do you say to the people when they put their foot on virgin soil, so to speak? Because presumably you've taken them in from the cruise ships on inflatables and you're on land for a few hours. Nature does call, especially for the type of people that you're bringing on these tours. Do they go back to the ship or do they just go where they have to go?
Absolutely, Derek. We've got very strict guidelines in relation to that. You know, leave nothing after you except memories and maybe the odd footprint, you know, but nothing. Don't leave anything else there. And that includes relieving yourself or, you know, powdering your nose or whatever what you want to call it, especially in the Arctic and Antarctic. In the Arctic, you definitely don't want to go off because, first of all, you won't find a bush. There's nowhere to hide. And secondly, there's a small consideration of those big, cuddly, white bears called polar bears, which might want to eat you. So we can't have people wandering off and doing that. But the main reason is you don't want to spread disease. Believe it or not, humans do carry some diseases. We carry viruses and bacteria and stuff like that. And the last thing we want to be doing is depositing agents of disease that may transmit to the local wildlife and cause them trouble where they would have never come close to anything like that in their own environment. So that's very important. Now, usually the ship is no more than 15 minutes from the shore. And we have these very fast Zodiacs, as you rightly said, inflatable dinghies. And we get them to go back to the ship if they want to to relieve themselves. Yeah.
All right. You send them on their own or would somebody have to go back with them?
No, someone would always go back, especially in the Arctic. You would never tell someone, you know, we're on the long hike and we're 4 miles from the shore or whatever. You never let them wander off on their own because you
may never see them again.
Exactly. And there's a lot of paperwork involved in that. That's the main reason. But no, you would always make sure you bring someone, that we have enough staff to allow someone to bring them back. But we always warn them, you know, if you're asking me, should you go to the bathroom before you go ashore? I always tell people, if you're asking me, then even if you don't think you do want to go, give it a go so that you can enjoy being on shore, but you don't have to run back to the landing.
Yeah, Aina hates that term bathroom, don't you?
There's no baths in the bathroom. It's the toilet. I mean, what's wrong with people? I mean, when I was young, it was the lavatory and it was very posh to say toilet. Now you can't say toilet, you have to say bathroom. And there's no bath in it.
Well, it depends on your bathroom.
Aina's thinking, you're up there in the Arctic and somebody says to you, oh, Jim, I need to go to the bathroom. Good luck.
Yeah.
Why can't they bring bags? Luck. Why can't they bring bags like the dogs and just bring it home afterwards? Why do you have to go all the way back?
You know yourself, even though you can use your bag to pick up the poop after you, you do leave some behind.
No, poo in the bag. I know, come on. I mean, that's how I know
then you'd
God
have to have a good aim.
That's how I know that God is not a woman. Because if God was a woman, women wouldn't have the same difficulty that they have when they have to behave like that out of doors. Men, there's no reason why a man can't pee in a bag.
Well, I don't think it's to do with the pee. It's specifically the poo. Now, I'm not trying to put out. Well, it
it's in particular
off
the
dinner.
Poo.
They're not having their dinner. If they're having a dinner this hour of the night, you're on shift work. Richard, what do you think about all this?
Me?
Yes, you.
I'm slightly revolted by the whole thing.
Sure you are.
I like the word latrine. Badgers have latrines. It's a kind of military term, and it conjures up kind of the Roman camp digging a trench when they camp at night and that kind of thing. It's sort of ad hoc, practical, no fancy cisterns and chemicals or whatever. These are the thoughts that occur to me, but it's not a subject I'd like to dwell on too long, Derek.
All right, fair enough. Okay, thank you, Jim. Thank you, Mark Carmody.
Thank
Best
you,
of luck
folks.
With the book. Bye.
Thanks, lads. Thank you. Bye.